Wilson Minor has been playing with technology since he was a kid. Started off talking about the way that we shape our tools and our tools shape us. You think, well, what does that all mean? And he showed the way that whilst we design our cars, which functionally haven't changed since Henry Ford, the whole shape of our urban and rural layouts is based on the use of the car. And really compelling picture. And he then went on to talk about the way that screens will shape what we become. Provocative questions he asked was, what's your time to screen in the morning? How long does it take when you get up before you start using your screen? And the way they've become ubiquitous. And the way that cars change the world tectonically in the 20th century, and the way that this technology will now. And because we can communicate with anyone in the world, access any known information that's not behind screens with infinite processing power, we've only just started to understand the potential of what this means. He talked about computers as bicycles for our minds, the ultimate personalized transport in the way that we do that, but being really aware on the time that design is the choices we make about the world we want to live in. So let's not just take it for a given and work out what happens from that. Next up, we had Jane, who has an amazing product called Sugru that she developed. Took 7 years work to develop this idea of almost like a 3M story about a broken product that she couldn't make work. And turned into Jane talked about this new product that she's got developed called Sugru. And talking about the way that if we're not careful, that the product ends up being control of what we are. And maybe the world could be a bit more interesting if we saw our products and other stuff in our houses as unfinished when we buy them, and that we can hack them and tweak them to repair, improve, and adapt and make better. And the more that we do that, the more that we personalize things, the more that we have respect for what we own, rather than seeing it as something transient on its way to there, and recognizing that this idea of hacking is not new. It's what bakers do when they make bread, which you've heard in other talks. And Jane grew up on a farm and said, hacking's always been the way we do things. Extending gates, fixing fences, doing things in a different way.